So we need God to teach us. And sometimes God just, you know, I think that he just blinds our eyes to certain things because we're not ready for that yet.
Right.
As new Christians, we're supposed to desire the sincere milk of the word. And sometimes Christians, they get saved and they jump into the meat. And they forgot to learn all those foundational doctrines that they needed to learn. And that's why people burn out a lot of times, because they get into the meat of the word and then they didn't get into the fundamentals, and they didn't understand why they need to be in church. They didn't understand why they need to read their Bible. They don't understand why they have to pray. And we need to understand, as Christians, the first things first, okay? And from that first thing, it's always got to come from God. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. David didn't say, you know what, I'm so good, I'm so versed with the scriptures, I'm the mighty king of Israel, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the great, I defeated Goliath, I'm so tough, I don't need your help anymore, God. You know, David didn't have that attitude. He realized that the battle was the Lord's. He realized that God probably guided that stone directly into the forehead of Goliath. But David had to have the faith to sling it in the first place, right? So our spiritual battles, we have to understand that we can't fight those in our flesh. We can't fight that on our own. We have to have God to do that. And look, we need to have God's word in our hearts. We need to have God's word in our minds. And we need to have God's word daily, not just, you know, whenever we're in church. If it's been last week since you followed along in the Bible reading that you learned your Bible, you need to get reading your Bible. You know, how do you expect God to lead you in his truth if you're never in it? How do you expect God to teach you if you're not reading his book? How do you expect God to give you favor in this life when you never call upon him and ask him for anything? If we're not thankful for the things that we have. Turn over to John chapter 4, verse 23. See, God is a God, he wants us to go to church. He wants us to do all these things. But he also wants us to follow truth. You know, and a lot of people that get saved are, you know, in this generation, a lot of people that are getting saved are people that are truthers.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's always been truthers out there in heart. Because there's always someone that wants to seek what the truth really is. I remember praying this prayer, God, if you're real, if you're really the God of this book, will you please show me what the truth is? Please show me what the truth is. And you know what? When you ask God for the truth, he's going to give it to you. But some people ask God for the truth and they don't, and they just cast it aside. They don't accept that as truth. Just like the people that came to Jeremiah after the temple was destroyed. They're like, Jeremiah, inquire for us. And then he went and inquired. And they're like, thou speakest falsely, Jeremiah. You know what I mean? So you can't go to God asking for truth and not really mean it. Do you think he doesn't know your heart? Should I get divorced and remarried, Lord? What is the truth? Hey, you better open up the book and find out what the truth is. Because you can pray all day long, and you know what? His answer is always going to be the same when it comes to that subject.